That sure was a mighty fine homegoing. Old Vashti Simmons. Vashti Simmons would have been to the manor born, except that she came into this world down there in Waycross, Georgia, the 13th child born to Arthurine and Elbert Simmons, poor colored sharecroppers. And when Vashti was born, she was blue black. But the circumstances of her birth was just a minor fork in the road that separated Vashti Simmons from the upper crust. True birthright or not, Vashti believed that she was born with blue veins and that everything on the top shelf was hers just for the reaching. So at a very early age, Miss Vashti Simmons reached up and grabbed her place among the privileged. As a small child, Vashti never allowed herself to learn to play any of those hand games and ring shouts common among colored children. Her big bow legs were never ashy, and her tightly curled hair never went back, not even in the Georgia's summer heat. Vashti didn't eat fried chicken, despised collard greens, gagged at the thought of black-eyed peas, would not say the word chitlins, hated the sight of yams, and would not go near a watermelon. She said those were colorified foods. Vashti Simmons didn't even go to a colored church because she couldn't stand to hear those sorrowful Negro spirituals. True to her self-appointed royal class, Vashti only courted suitors who were capable of sitting her in the lap of luxury, gentlemen who could provide the lifestyle she knew she should be accustomed to living. Vashti did succeed in marrying money and rightfully earned the respect of a well-kept woman. Vashti never worked. She never made a bed. She never washed a dish. She never combed her own hair. And she never had any children. There were plenty of colored folks in the county to do those things for her. For 97 years, Vashti Simmons claimed a plush life. She traveled all over the world, spoke as if she was educated in England. She learned to play bridge, and she ate from the finest china, and she really did enjoy her crumpets and pâté. Well, about 1 week before her 98th birthday, Vashti Simmons took ill and had to be placed in the hospital. It was private, of course. But while she was in her hospital room, she began to reflect back on her life. Well, she called her youngest sister Dula, the one who sticks her foot in every pot she cooks, and she asked Dula to bring her a home-cooked meal. Now, Dula sighed at the task of cooking a gourmet meal for her uppity sister, but Vashti said, "Now, Dula, I got a taste for something real special, so get you a pen and a piece of paper, and Dula, please write everything down correctly. Now, Dula, I want you to prepare some collard greens with chow chow, some smothered fried chicken, some chitterlings, and a slice of sweet potato pie. Oh, and Dula, can you bring me a big goblet of that sweet iced tea? Now, Dula, did you spell everything correctly? You know how you people are." Well, Dula said yes, ma'am, because that's the way she responded to all her older sisters. But she couldn't believe Queen Vashti, the self-proclaimed blue blood of the family, had suddenly developed a taste for colored folks' food. Well, Dula went on and prepared the menu as requested, and when she brought it to the hospital, she was surprised that Vashti not only ate all the food, but she sucked the marrow from the chicken bones. Well, later on that day, Vashti's great-grandnieces came to visit her. Now, normally, those children got on her nerves with their clapping and singing and stomping, but that day, she asked them to teach her one of their songs. So they gathered around her bed and they taught her to sing Miss Mary Mack and All Hid and Step It Down, and Vashti played with those children all day. That night, Vashti's oldest grandniece, Shona, came to see her. Vashti looked up at Shona and mumbled that she always wanted to know how it felt to have somebody scratch her head. Taking Vashti's cue, Shona took a wide tooth comb from her shoulder bag and sat at the head of Vashti's bed, laid Vashti's head against her breast, and began to scratch all the dandruff from her scalp. When Shona was finished, she got her can of Royal Crown and she greased Vashti's scalp real well while she hummed, "Lift every voice and sing." Then Shona, in all her blackness, took liberty with Miss Vashti. She braided her hair into beautiful silver cornrows. And then she took note that Vashti's skin had ashed up in the hospital. So she took out her Vaseline and she greased Vashti's face and her arms and her hands and her legs and her feet. Then she propped Vashti up on a pillow, real proud-like, and handed Vashti a mirror. Well, Vashti gazed at herself, looking all colorfied and what have you. And she turned around and looked at Shona and said, "Now, I can go home and take my place among all those dignified colored women." And Vashti Simmons closed her eyes and took her last breath. Ain't it funny how things come full circle? That sure was a mighty fine homecoming.
Be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by. May this circle be unbroken.